Hi, this is Barry Bissell, and this is Asian Pop Radio, on air and online across the country.
Daily Express Pop Update. News in 90 seconds. 90 seconds.
Hey, Jay John once again with today's Asian Pop Radio News Update. Vietnam recently held their annual music awards, the Devotion Music Awards, and our friends 365 The Band picked up an award. The group won Music Video of the Year for their track Bong Bong Bang Bang. In the clip, the members dressed traditionally to go with a somewhat folk song. The song is best known for being on the soundtrack from director Nguyen Thanh Van's movie Tam Cam, which is based on a fairy tale best known as the Vietnamese version of Cinderella. Interestingly, the song was originally written for children, but was later remixed for an adult audience by Hanoi producer Only C. Source: Vietnamnet. Well, YG Entertainment have surprised fans and netizens alike with their recent signing, who YG founder Young Hyung-suk recently discovered during the sixth and last season of K-pop Star. 11-year-old Han Byul impressed Hyung-suk so much that she was signed as a trainee. Due to her age, the young girl of Korean and Swedish parents will receive 3 to 4 days of training a week to allow her to concentrate on finishing her education. Some may say that's still a little too much. Hyung-suk has added the YG's star to the roster a few times while judging on the show. Member Lee Sun-hyun of Winner, Icon's Jun-ho, Lee-hee, and Akdon musician are all successful artists now, so plenty of inspiration there for young Han Byul. Source: yonhapnews.com. Now, some great recognition is being given towards South Korean movies and dramas of late. Film director Park Chan-wook will be heading to the Cannes Film Festival to sit on the jury of the 70th year of the awards. Best known for movies such as The Vengeance Trilogy, Joint Security Area, Reigns, I'm a Cyborg But That's Okay, Snowpiercer, and Handmaiden, to name a few. Two South Korean films are competing for the Best Film Award: The Palme d'Or, Hong Sang-soo's The Day After, and Bong Joon-ho's Okra. The festival will run from May 17th to 28th. K-drama Bridal Mask will also be shown on Prime TV in the African country Cameroon in 2 years, the first African country to do so. While negotiations are ongoing in Kenya and South Africa to export dramas there as well, this comes hot on the heels of news that South Korea is now the third largest exporter of broadcasting content, only behind the US and Great Britain, bringing in $320 million a year. Source: kbs.co.kr. That's what's making news in the world of Asian pop today. We thank our team of researchers who bring you the news, and our news writer Cassandra Bredsell, also our news director. I've been Jay John. If you want to catch up on more Asian pop radio news, download our app free via the App Store, available on iOS and Android. Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio, like us on Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio, and head to our website, asianpopradio.com. Now, here's another Asia White hit.